Good morning. It is the 1st of November, 2018, and today we have the Magician, the Mighty Magician, using your power for good. The thing I think I love most about the tarot is that both sides of my brain have to work, which were created to work together in the first place, and when they sync up, it's magic. Who the hell has ever heard of a psychopomp? The ability to move between two worlds, or between the left and right sides of our brains? I love that word. You learn something every day. As burners say, we wake up in what is referred to as the default world, our itchy surface to scratch. Hashtag Burning Man. This is the card of the alchemist. A magician stands at his table in a garden surrounded by a high castle wall, his secrets contained within. He may very well have been summoned by the king, who retains his services exclusively. He holds his wand high, like an antenna, as if to call down the powers of the universe. He's number one, literally, the first of the major arcana and the entire deck. He stands at a table laid with the talismans representing the four elements and the four suits. A cup, a sword, a coin, a staff. Every sign of the zodiac is represented here, and every planet in the solar system, including those we don't know about yet. What an amazing card! Red roses bloom beside him, as do white lilies, and he is in fact dressed in a white robe and bright red hooded cape, representing the alchemy and the harmonizing of the masculine and feminine. The sky is bright yellow above him, radiant and joyful with solar energy, an eternal source he seems to have connected to. The powerful eight-shaped eternity symbol floats above his head. Another forms the clasp holding his cape closed at his throat. He has everything he needs to make magic. He has some kind of conduit to the unseen and unknown, and we may even doubt if he's human. But he's been doing this for a very long time. He knows exactly what to do with each of those elements, exactly how they affect each other, the right mix, and the right time for mixing. This is someone in control of themselves and their destiny, and possibly that of others as well. This is someone who can make things happen. Serious mover and shaker. All he has to do is lift his little finger, and like magic, his or her will is done. Make it so, says the magician, and so it is. This is someone you want on your side. He could sell ice cubes to Eskimos. Lucky for us, he is upright, as in a straight-up dude who uses his powers for the good of all, which would not be the case if he were to have come up reversed. This is strong stuff and could manifest in your life as some kind of expert, agent, marketing, computer marketing, communications of any kind. He doesn't even have to say anything. He's telepathic, or sure seems to be. This card can also be a professional in the field of psychology, a brain balancer. Get those right and left sides in line. Mercury, who rules the magician as well as the signs Gemini and Virgo, is quick, and so is this magician. He moves his hands so fast, as in sleight of hand, we don't pick up on how he really did it. But he can't hold that wand up forever. He holds that wand up like an orchestra conductor, all eyes on him, and when he brings that wand down, it'll be pure magic, out of pure silence, out of nothing. Amazing. And thank you for, here's Doggy Crunch. I knew that was going to happen. Doggy Crunch. You enjoying that? Huh? Choya? Little Choya. Little highway dog. Pulled off the freeway. Didn't know what she was until the groomer had to cut all the cactus out of her. That's why she's called Choya. It's a cactus. And thank you for correcting me on that error. Where I meant the Ace of Cups and not the Ace of Coins. If there is any errors, I appreciate all that sort of stuff. So have a really good day. The magician is with you. The force is with you. Bye. Or what is it? The force is with you. The horse is with you, as my horse says. Bye-bye.